amounts at the British government's refusal to condemn Israel's ongoing attacks on the Gaza Strip. More now from our correspondent Firna Allah.
In over 18 cities across the United Kingdom, demonstrations for Gaza have brought main roads like this to a standstill. London saw the biggest numbers, with tens of thousands marching past the Houses of Parliament towards the offices of the British Prime Minister.
The British government should act even-handedly. It is unbelievable, the words and actions in relation to Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe, and yet when we come to the Israeli action against Palestinians, we seem to have a complete and obvious double standard which exists not only within government but within the British media.
At Downing Street, the organisers said they wanted to leave shoes close to the gates as an Arab symbol of disgust at the attacks in Gaza. When prevented from doing so, protesters began throwing their footwear, mimicking the now iconic Iraqi journalist Muntadhar al-Zaidi, who threw his shoes at George Bush at a press conference last month. Some came with poignant reminders of the unprecedented loss of life the Gazan people have faced this week. Israel says it is simply defending itself and its people against rockets fired by Hamas from within Gaza. But such explanations will find few sympathizers here.
I am here to protest against the shameful behavior of the British government, the same government which is historically responsible for what is happening today in Palestine. This is a Labour government which I'm ashamed to say for I voted for, and God forgive me for that.
If there was any doubt about the strength of feeling about what's happening in Gaza, well, here's your proof. After almost 2 hours of marching, we finally see the tail end of this anti-war demonstration, with hundreds of shoes left behind at the doorsteps of Gordon Brown's home. The demonstration soon snaked its way to Trafalgar Square, where it officially ended. But unofficially, hundreds of protesters later made their way to the Israeli embassy in Kensington, where the picket that started 7 days ago continues. Farina Alam, Press TV, London.
And indeed, we had shoes flying in Baghdad, and of course shoes flying in around the world, particularly in that report in London, Downing Street there. Mr. Ibrahim Al-Mousavi, Doctor, what do you make of the global response?
Well, I'm very happy to see this kind of response taking place all over the world, and I believe it's time for us as Arabs and Muslims to invest and to capitalize over this, because there is a very distinguished moment of awareness that has been raised all over the world. And this moment that we have paid a price from our blood, I mean, the price was